It's here and now. Police in Long Beach, New York are trying to find the person who called 911 to say he was Rafael Castillo and he had just killed his mother. Ultimately, 60 heavily armed police officers surrounded the home and found Mrs. Castillo making coffee, Rafael on headphones playing an online game. He had not made the call. Someone playing with him in cyberspace had. It's called swatting. It's named after police SWAT teams. The goal is to get authorities to show up after a phony call. A young man named Matthew Wiegman was part of a group of swatters using technology that made it appear the calls came from the victim's home. In 2009, he was sentenced to over 11 years. Lieutenant Mark Stark responded to the fake call in Long Beach recently. It was on Skype, by the way. Lieutenant Stark, we're reading that gamers may be playing one game in which people rack up points to buy fake things in a fake world. Then they go to another chat room and they rack up points by getting police to respond to these hoax calls. Why? Who are these swatters?
Usually it's a sore loser thing. They're kids with not yet mature mentalities, and they lose their game and they lose their mind. What they're thinking is a lot of time, like say me and you are in the game room and I shoot you, I get 10 points for the shot. And I build up those points, so eventually I could have 10,000 points, and I could buy new guns or whatever in the mystery room, in the fantasy area. And now you kill me, and I just lost 10,000 points before I bought anything, and I'm going to flip out.
This is all, and we just remind people, this is all fantasy, but it's enough to make people angry enough that they will pull one of these hoaxes.
Right, in those kids' minds, it's, wow, I was going to get the new silencer and flashlight for the fake gun. You know, a fake silence on a fake thing, so in the next game room, chat room I'm in, I'll have a better outfit. And they end up losing those points, and that's when they lose their mind.
And remind us, why can't you just immediately find the person that somebody might be playing a video game with?
Right now, if you were to call the police department, you would go through 911, and we'd have backtrack of your telephone number, whatever your phone number is, and I know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
This individual called us via Skype, which is a computer line, and there's no way to call that number.
Well, and the real Rafael playing the video game might not be able to tell you who it was, because often on these video games, you don't really know who it is that you're playing with.
Correct. And you're in a playroom, and there are about 20 other players all running around the same fictional street, and they have different names. They're not using their full name. Lieutenant Stark isn't on the street. It's Ice Cream Boy, it's Candy Lover, that whole thing.
Well, and so what kind of personnel from Long Beach responded to this call?
We are a relatively small department, so we have 40 patrol officers, 70 altogether, the rest are detectives and the bosses. We had six officers working, all six arrived, and everybody was working in headquarters. So we were there in a matter of 3 minutes after the call went out.
Helicopters hovering?
We used Nassau County's resources, so they had a helicopter on standby in case we needed a medevac. The helicopters that were around our head were all news media.
Yeah. Well, what were you thinking when you realized, I mean, it's got to be sweaty palms. You think you have a shooter in the house, and then you realize you have a mother making coffee and a kid playing a game.
You roll up, and you think, oh, man, I may be shot today. Mm-hmm. And it goes from there to the woman came running out, and I was the first one to grab her, so I interviewed her, and immediately the hair was not standing up in the back of my neck, and I felt this is a phony. Something was up, and I wanted to make entrance to double-check, but we do have protocols, and by that point, the SWAT teams were called, and all the regular other officers that respond were notified.
Yeah, we understand the real Rafael didn't even know what was going on because he's got his headphones on. He's playing Call of Duty. Well, how much does this prank, it cost obviously in years off your life thinking you're about to get shot, but how much does it cost in dollars?
It's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. We make it 100,000 level, I'm not sure, but we're talking in Long Beach alone, we had police, fire, and ambulances. Then we had police overtime. And then we had all the other missed service calls. Then Nassau County came with their PSO, which is what they use for the SWAT team. So most of those officers, if they have three shifts, so you figure at least two-thirds of those guys were overtime.
We know in September, California enacted a law that makes people convicted of making these false emergency calls liable for the full cost of the response. What is going to happen in this case?
Ideally, we find the person. We go for them civilly. The problem may be, if it's a youngster that was in the playroom, he may not be old enough to be prosecuted. And then now you're going through the court. Okay, is it the parents? Did they have knowledge? Did they give this person access to this? Can we take the money from the child's house?
Well, and back up, how do you find this person if they were on Skype?
At this point, we're a small department, so we've requested assistance from the FBI. They have the big computers and they have the big toys, more readily accessible to this type of investigation.
Well, meanwhile, we're hearing that there were 7 swatting incidents in Nassau County, where you are there on Long Island, since 2011. Two of which involved victims playing video games. As you said, a sore loser sicked the hoax and the police response on somebody playing the game. You know, what do you do to stop it?
We try to do like we do with underage drinking. Hopefully get through to the parents, let them know that this isn't a game, that we need their help. We work with the schools, hope letting the kids know that it's not a game. Someone could be hurt. If you're above the parents, hey, if we're on one side of town and mom has a heart attack, the ambulances are all here. We're not helping your mom. If that doesn't work, you know, if your girlfriend, we try to get into their mind that some, they may not love everybody, but someone they do love could be hurt by this happening.
Because you won't be able to respond to that emergency because you're responding to a hoax.
Correct. We're over here with all the resources bottled up, and now even if we did want to respond, they can't get across town because town is blocked off by this incident.
That's Long Beach Police Department Lieutenant Mark Stark talking about a recent swatting incident there. And by the way, your reserves have already been drained because Long Beach is one of the towns so devastated by Hurricane Sandy. Just while we have you, how's everybody doing there?
We're coming back. We're about 70% back to normal. There is still a lot of construction. I personally lost the first floor of my house and 2 cars. Mm. Still waiting for pieces and molding, and the house isn't done yet. And it's the same for pretty much all of us, the same with the businesses.
Well, it sounds like the last thing you need there in Long Beach is phony phone calls.
Yes, that's not something we're looking forward to.
Yeah. Lieutenant, thanks so much. Best to you.
Thank you for having me.